You guys have heard the phrase of a strange thing happened on the way to the forum. Well, when Cognitive Movement first started, there was a strange thing that happened that we didn't have an answer to. And it was this interesting thing that happened for women specifically. We were at one of our practitioner trainings in Mission Bay, San Diego, and the girls were just sitting around talking. It was all women at this particular training. And they started talking about how, since they had started their practitioner training, which they do a lot of cognitive movement during, that periods had regulated, that people in menopause had actually started bleeding again. I know, TMI, that hot flashes had stopped. It was such an interesting phenomenon. And Bill and I looked at each other like, actually, we've had clients who also say that this has happened for them. And at the time, we really did not have a reason or an answer other than to know that the nervous system is connected to everything. It's how we take in information and how we put information back out into the world. It handles all of that. So it has everything to do with our endocrine system. But as we've told you many times, Bill and I are not doctors, and this is certainly not our specialty. So it was a curiosity. But last month, well, in April, I got to meet two amazing women who have the answer for this. They know exactly why the nervous system is really in control and affecting a woman's hormones, how to test it, what to do to change it. So I would like to welcome Lori Thompson and Dr. Heather Elton to the show. I actually want to give a shout out to the Heureska Clinic. I met them at the Postural Restoration Institute Interdisciplinary Symposium. I told you guys about that a couple of weeks ago. I got to speak there, and this is where I met these two amazing women and heard the most amazing talk about the subject of perimenopause, specifically the nervous system, and how movement actually applies to this as well. So, welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Liz. Yeah, thanks, Liz, for having us. We're excited to be on the show and just to be able to empower and educate women about this journey that Heather and I have been on together for about a year and a half. So thank you for having us.
Thanks. Will you guys give everybody a little introduction of yourself, just a little background?
Go ahead, Lori.
Well, my name is Lori Thompson, and I'm a physical therapist, and I work at the Heureska Clinic in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I do a type of physical therapy called postural restoration, and I'm also on faculty for the Postural Restoration Institute, and I teach a course called pelvis restoration, and we in PRI, that's what I call postural restoration. We have practitioners all over the country and the world. We do continuing education courses throughout the country and internationally. And we do nervous system work every day. We're not like your typical physical therapist. And so that's a little bit of my background. I've been a physical therapist for over 30 years. I've been practicing PRI since 2003. And so that's a little bit of my background. In addition to that, I love dogs and that, yeah. And I'm married. That's it.
Love that. I love that. Well, I am Heather Elton and I practice functional medicine. And, my trade is I started my practice as a chiropractor and acupuncturist. And then over time, I went back to school 10, 15 years ago for functional medicine, which is all about discovering the root cause of why people are experiencing what they're experiencing, using advanced lab testing to determine what steps we need to take to help optimize people's health. And I have a heavy focus on women's health. Happening to be a woman who is currently in my perimenopausal journey. Of course, I'm seeing a lot of people in those stages right now. But we work on everything from, women's health to gastrointestinal issues, hormone balancing, et cetera. So, and I've known Lori for many years, and we've had a lot of mutual patients over the years, and we just collaborate really well working with patients together. So,
yeah, it was really amazing to hear you guys speak together. It's a really interesting fusion. And off camera, Lori was talking about that, how the Heresca Center, the clinic PRI really does this so expertly, is bring in other modalities that actually mm-hmm. support and work in tandem with postural restoration. So would you guys share your story of working together? That's what really interested me, mm-hmm. Lori. You were her client, is that correct?
Yeah, so we kind of got on this subject because of my journey of going through late perimenopause. And like Heather had mentioned, her and I have worked together. Our clinic and her clinic have integrated and shared patients over the years. And so I started my perimenopause journey. I am anxious. I am having difficulty sleeping. And I think the hardest part for me during this transition is how my body weight and my percent body fat had gone up. And I'm going through this and I'm trying to figure out this stuff on my own. And, all the podcasts were out there. Dr. Stacy Sims has put out a great book called Next Level. She is a giant for women to do research on women on physiology. And I've listened to a lot of podcasts with Dr. Mary Haber-Claire, which is an OBGYN, on this subject of perimenopause. So I was doing all of the things. I was putting on my weight and fast and to help out with my bone health. I was doing my 10 minutes of jumping per week to help out with bone health. I'm a runner, and I had to completely change my mindset about working out. Where I wasn't getting my heart rate up and doing more of the short interval training or high intensity interval training that Dr. Stacy Sims talks about. I was doing strength training, the protocol that she had researched. And yet doing that, I'm still anxious. I still can't sleep. And I'm still putting on weight. And the harder I'm working, the worse I'm feeling. And our clinics happen to get together. We like to get together every year or so and just talk about what we're doing. And I happened to ask Heather during our meeting, do you do anything with perimenopause and menopause? And she's like, yes, I do. And so I met with Heather. And the one thing that Heather really did for me was to validate, I am a physical therapist, and with PRI, we look at nervous system regulation. We want the central nervous system to be intact. We want your autonomic nervous system, which is stress mode or sympathetics or calm mode parasympathetics, to be in balance with each other. And in my situation with the work that I do, I know that my system is in a position of rest from a PRI perspective. I'm on hormone support to help me out. And yet I am still anxious and can't sleep. So I met Heather and she does a Dutch test, and I'll let her talk more about this test. But what the Dutch test tells you is you have a stress system in your brain. And I won't go into all the nerdy little details for your listeners, but this stress command center, you guys, is directly affected by estrogen or estradiol, and directly affected by progesterone. And so this stress command center takes in this information from both estrogen and progesterone, and that goes to the stress command center. And if your body is humming and feeling good, then it's gonna release stress hormones that keep your system and your nervous system in balance. But if your nervous system, these hormones decrease with the direct effect it has on the stress command center, those hormones get fluctuating. So guess what? The stress command center gets all crazy because those hormones are now withdrawing and that stress command center gets out of whack. And that Dutch test directly tells you that that stress command center is out of whack because it looks at cortisol and it looks at DHEA. DHEA tells you that you're calm, you can recover, and that you're resilient. And cortisol gives you energy and inflammation, which is good, but you don't want cortisol to stay elevated the whole time. And so as we go through perimenopause or menopause, because of the direct effect that estrogen and progesterone have on that stress command center in your brain, can cause your nervous system to get really dysregulated. And Heather showed me and validated me, so I didn't feel like I'm crazy. I'm like, I'm putting cheese on my drawer in my home. My husband sent me a picture. I was at work. You just have to have fun during the season of life, right? He opened up our utensil drawer, and inside is cheese that did not get put in the refrigerator, but got put in the drawer instead.
You
And
know, that's a funny story.
yeah.
And yet, there's a lot of women who, in this perimenopause, menopause time, actually believe they're starting to get Alzheimer's. You know, they really start to be concerned. And there's huge depression that comes along with, you know, like you're saying, body changes that are very, very real. So I really want to validate that. And I'll pass it over to you, Heather. Would you talk about that a little bit? The kinds of things that women are complaining about. And my other question is, do women even recognize that these are perimenopause and menopause, you know, endocrine system issues, or do they really just come in and think it's their brain?
Yeah, it's a great question. And Liz, I think we've come a long way in the educational aspect of perimenopause. We have a long way to go. Because it started off years ago, I would see patients coming in with brain fog, with fatigue, with low libido, with, of course, the night sweats and hot flashes and those types of things. But all of a sudden, they'd have just significant anxiety, heart palpitations, losing hair. You know, there were so many different symptoms that women would walk in with previously that they thought they were just, you know, there was something major, there was cancer, there's something going on inside of their body because they just were not feeling like themselves anymore. And now there's enough out there, more getting out there, where women are coming in and saying, "Hey, I'm in perimenopause, I believe, because these are my symptoms." And we're seeing this in women in their 30s. You know, it isn't a 40s and 50s type of thing only. It is, we're seeing them younger all the time coming in with these types of symptoms. So, yes, people are, or women are now more understanding that these symptoms are directly related to that shift in their hormone patterns. And, you know, part of the Dutch test, and if you want me to go into that right now, I sure can a little bit. But part of the Dutch test is also looking at the adrenal system, which is our
Yeah.
stress, you know, our stress pathways, where adrenals make something called DHEA, which is a precursor to estrogen and testosterone. And when our ovaries are no longer kicking out all of that estrogen, where are we going to get most of that? It's from DHEA, which ties back to what is our nervous system doing? How is our nervous system responding?
Yeah, and I know from personal experience that the adrenals can have a lot to do with that hot flashing. So
Yes.
I had some kind of a hormonal issue when I was 25. No one ever could explain how it what happened, but I started having hot flashes at 25. And it wasn't till I was in my late 30s that I met a naturopath who was a chiropractor and an iridologist and an MD and all the things, you know, those old doctors who did all the training. And he goes, "Oh, that's an adrenal issue." And he gave me adrenal cortex, and that stopped it. That stopped the hot flashes. So I imagined that I would get off scot-free when actual menopause came along, that I wouldn't have hot flashes. But what I found out, it was very different, that the adrenal medicine did not work the same for the hot flashes as it did when I was younger, when my ovaries were still, you know, functioning. So I get that personally. I know that. And also, I just want to say too that hot flashes are, we kind of gloss over, but they are one of those things that is so embarrassing for women. and so horrifying. It makes us not be able to sleep. We're so uncomfortable in our skin. And I know that it just creates a lot of stress, a lot more stress, taxing the adrenals again, right? Am I going to be able to get through this meeting without sweating my face off? You know, am I going to be able to sleep through the night or be woken up every 15 minutes with a hot flash? So that stress is compounded, I think, by the symptoms as well.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to that point, Liz, it's interesting. And that's where the testing comes in so beautifully, because every woman is different, number one, but every pattern for each woman, every season can be different as well. And where the adrenal medication or support was helpful earlier on, then it became a little bit of a shift later on. And I think that's where, you know, the personalized testing, the individualized testing to create that individualized treatment care is such a beautiful thing. And, you know, with the Dutch test, what it is, it's actually and we'll get more into it as we go along, but just to give you a brief overview, it's basically a dried urine test where we're looking at different points throughout either the month or throughout the day, depending on which test we decide to do. And we can take a look at those adrenal hormones. We can look at the sex hormones. We can see how the sex hormones are even methylating or breaking down in our system, because that can cause other issues as well. And we can see dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, so many things with that test. And it's not going to be the same at age, you know, 35 as it's going to be at age 45. And that's where we can curtail the support for each one of these women to meet them where they're at this point.
Yeah, that is absolutely huge. And I think comforting for a person to be able to actually see what's going on, that they're not actually going crazy, that they're not in Alzheimer's, you know, that maybe there's a possibility for hope that it's not going to last forever. So let's take our first break. And when we come back, I'd love to hear a little bit more about the people that come and see you, the people that you have worked with. If you'll share some stories about how having a Dutch test and doing the work that you do is helping people in real life. So let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, everybody, we are back and I'm here with Lori Thompson and Heather Elton. Did I say that right? Is it Thompson or Thomas? Thompson. Talk about a menopausal brain fart. There we go. And Dr. Heather Elton.
I love that, Liz, because I blame everything on perimenopause right now. I'm like, I told my patients, I forgot to call the doctor and update him. I'm like, oh, I'm in perimenopause. It's my excuse for everything right now.
Yeah, right. My brain is just too busy. I'm thinking about 15 things at once, which did just happen. Anyway, welcome back, ladies. We are talking about, we ended on talking about a Dutch test. That is a test that you administer for people that women can take that really does give them a very specific profile of their hormones, which I know in your talk, Lori, that you guys gave in April, you really shared about how that helped you specifically to know those details. Would you share a little bit about that? And then after, Heather, if you'll share more about the people that are coming to see you.
So I think that, you know, when we share stories about how Heather and I integrate, I think it's important for your listeners. We're all trying to get the nervous system to regulate. Yeah. And in my humble opinion, for what Heather and I do during the season of life to help get the nervous system to regulate, Liz, it could be through what you're doing with your cognitive motor movement therapy. Yeah. In my world, I help to get the system neutral. In PRI, we can help estrogen. Estradiol can have the same effects that PRI can have if I can get the body in a neutral position at the neck, trunk, and pelvis. And I can help the brain and the body communicate to know that it's safe and it's stable. The other thing that we do in PRI is that we work on diaphragmatic breathing, which can have the same effect on the nervous system that progesterone does. Then Heather, from a functional medicine standpoint, can look at the Dutch test, and she also has interventions with supplements that can also affect that nervous system. And some women might need hormone support through an estradiol patch or progesterone. And I'm not, you know, that's not our area of expertise, but I think it's important, you know, some of your viewers, maybe they go on hormone support and that helps to regulate their nervous system. Or they do the Dutch test and do a functional medicine perspective. In my situation, I needed three pieces of my puzzle in order to regulate my nervous system. So I'm a PRI therapist. I already know how to do my stuff. I also integrated with a nurse practitioner that was certified from the Menopause Society to help out with my hormone support. And then I also worked with Heather. And so my own story is, I will tell you, it was so refreshing when I worked with Heather that I'm not crazy. And with the level on the Dutch test, I could see that my cortisol levels was elevated the entire 24 hours that I did my dry urine test. So if anything, it felt validated to me why I love going to the lake with my dog and my husband. And the lake is my happy place where I can kind of relax and I'm like a ball of stress. So the minute I started integrating the supplements that Heather had put me on, ashwagandha, I got on magnesium. You can help me out, Heather. Remember all my pills. I have a pill box now, people. and with the hormone support and doing PRI, working on, and you know, keeping my breathing, I had to quit doing high interval training to help get my cortisol to come down. And integrating all of that, the first thing, you guys, I started to dream again. I mean, I could actually sleep through the night. And I share this story with people that I had a dream that was so good, people, that, you know, I was with my family on this family vacation and they all get murdered. I know this is probably not. And I remember I'm having all this vivid dream. You know, that's not a good dream, but I ended up murdering the people that murdered my family, put them in a wood chipper, but we don't know my graphic little dreams, but it was just fun to get a deep sleep again. I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night. And then my anxiety went down and I was more resilient. I mean, I could just handle the stress at work. I could handle stress with my aging parents better. And what Heather and I have noticed is that if I have patients from my perspective that are PRI neutral and they know how to breathe, but they're not progressing or responding to treatment the way I should with their nervous system and their own hormone support, I refer them to Heather. Because to do that Dutch test, and her and I have noticed some changes with the Dutch test that she could talk about. When we integrate and work together, if we can get that nervous system to regulate, hormones work better, her functional medicine works better, and my stuff works better because that nervous system is more regulated and the system's more calm. So, Heather, I don't know, you can share. That's just my own personal story. With just noticing better sleep, and you have to have fun with it in the season of life, right? You tell, put the cheese on the door, and you just, my husband doesn't do it to be mean or malicious. He'll send me a picture. We just, you have to laugh about it. But my hot flashes went away. I can sleep through the night, all the things. So.
Well, and one thing I want to say too is Lori already came to me with a really great stable nutrition diet plan. And I don't want to use the word diet plan, but when we're looking at women who are coming in, so many times they come in and they're like, I'm gaining weight. I am, feeling more lethargic. I'm feeling less motivated, but I'm still putting the time in my exercise. I haven't changed the way I'm eating. I haven't changed all these things. And this anxiety is coming up. And, all of these things seem to be compounding. But what so many women end up coming in with, first and foremost, is my weight is going up, because that's so disturbing for women to experience that when they haven't changed a thing. And what's so fascinating, when we do this dried urine test and we can take a look at those numbers, it's interesting because cortisol is almost always going to be playing a role in this. And with the dried urine, that's why we like to use the Dutch test, is because we don't only see what we call free cortisol, we see metabolized cortisol, what the body is actually producing. Free cortisol represents about 5% of the cortisol in our body, and that's what we see in saliva tests and in blood tests, as well as the free cortisol. So we see a bigger picture, but then we also can see how are women producing the DHEA from the cortisol or from the adrenals as well. Because there are three different stages of adrenal fatigue. The first one is where those adrenals are, everything looks high, and that can cause weight gain, it can cause anxiety, it can cause all kinds of issues. But the second phase is where we start to see DHEA start to go down. So initially, you may feel more anxiety, but then when DHEA starts to come down, you start to get a little bit more tired, a little bit more of the brain fog. And then when cortisol starts to take a nap as well, then what we end up seeing in women is we end up seeing them not want to get out of bed in the morning. They get very lethargic. They're just, again, motivation. It starts to impact their dopamine, which is a motivation, get up and go hormone, which we can see in the test as well. But it's important to see what stage and phase are they in, because we support them in a different way, each and every stage and phase. But what Lori mentioned with the supplements, it's really important to also understand that nutrition is a huge part of functional medicine and supporting women. And I go into a lot with anti-inflammatory blood sugar balancing, because if we're fueling our body with not enough protein, or we're getting, carbs are not bad, but if we're not meeting a good amount of carbs with a good amount of protein or healthy fats, we're going to see that blood sugar fluctuate all over the place, and it is going to drive those adrenals into that fatigue state over time as well. So, we take these women who come in, and again, I'm not picking one in particular because I see them every day that are coming in with these symptoms. But when we can start getting their adrenals in a more regulated pattern through nutrition, through supplementation and lifestyle. So many times, Lori mentioned this briefly, but it's these women, back in the day, I called it the cardio carpet. We'd get on the cardio equipment and we'd go, 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 go. We'd be sweating head to toe. We'd finish that, workout and be like, yes, I really accomplished something. I burned some great calories. Well, you take a 40, 30, 40, 50-year-old female who is now in that late perimenopausal, you put them in that cardio carpet and they're going to town. What we're going to be doing is absolutely negatively impacting those adrenals and slowing down that weight loss. But we put them in the gym and we get them doing some resistance exercises and building up, more strength, leaning more into strength than the cardio, sweat ourselves half to death. And it is so remarkable to what we see happen.
Yeah, this reminds me of 100,000 years ago. I worked at a gym, and I did the nutrition support part, and I always talked about basically a hypoglycemic diet, you know, managing blood sugar. And there was a trainer, and they had these really, you know, 20 something trainers, and, you know, women in their 40s and 50s, and you'd see them out there just like pushing them on the elliptical or the bike or whatever. You know, these women are sweating. And so they call me over one day, and the woman's like, you know, she's on, you know, calorie deficit. She's working out an hour and a half a day, sometimes, you know, 3 hours a day, all this kind of thing. And she's just not losing. And at that time, low fat diet was in.
Yep.
I'm like, you doing a low fat diet yet? I'm like, okay, yes. Here, I'm going to tell you what to do, but you're not going to like it. Neither of you, but I'll tell you, it'll help you. So I told her you need to have about 2 tablespoons of olive oil a day, mm-hmm. You put it in your shake. And they're both like, what? 4 or 5, right? Going to help your endocrine system, and go to the gentle yoga class this week. Mm-hmm. And they came, they both were like, nah. And I'm like, okay, you asked. So I'm telling you, right? So they came back and she lost 9 pounds that week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, getting her system out of that fight or flight and being in the middle of a gym with a 20 something pushing you and telling you all you need to do is work a little harder, you know, jacks up the adrenals. The stress levels are through the roof. You know, at that point, the low fat diet was just, you know, devastating the nervous system. There was no endocrine support. But I think this is something that I think women need to know, that at a certain age, you need to soften things. And I want to point out at this point, something we noticed as well, is that women in their later perimenopause and early menopause would start to retreat, start to withdraw from friends, from family, you know, start to pull back, you know, because they just don't feel good. Also, their emotions change a lot. And so what we start to notice is that trauma patterns would start to emerge. Things that, here's what I hear all the time. I've worked on this. Yes, with your mind. Well, you did never get that nervous system pattern out of the system. We never showed the system that you're actually safe now. And so this is one of the things we noticed with our work, is that they come in for this trauma pattern that is emerging, again, re-emerging, and then leave with a better hormone setup. And that was the thing we didn't know. But what we do know is that the oxytocin levels start to fall or become non-existent because we're not having that physical interaction as much anymore, you know, with this withdrawal, and very, very low dopamine levels as well. No enjoyment in life. Life starts to get real gray for some people around this time. And it's the time that people would go on antidepressants, which can be useful, but don't actually solve the problem. So that is what we see in our work as well. And I'm guessing the Dutch test can kind of show that as well, show the dopamine levels. And
yes. Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. And it will show different patterns too, if we feel, even if women, because some women are not eating enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, their metabolism is slowed down. So we can even see there are signs that will point us to understanding that too, from the adrenal standpoint, if they're not getting enough nourishment, because it's very common for women. Of course, we think we eat less, we will weigh less. So when they start to see that scale go up, they start pulling back on that. Well, what we end up seeing is we end up seeing women whose metabolisms have gone to sleep, and now their adrenals or their thyroids are starting to be impacted by it. So, yeah.
Isn't that true that there's a cascade when one of the systems start to be overtaxic? Let's say it's the adrenal, it'll move to the thyroid to create that, what's deficient in the adrenals. And then when that it wears out, then you're affecting the pituitary, right? So it can be this whole cascade of things when the body's so efficient that it will take over, the other gland will take over, but it wears out eventually too. And I think that's what we're seeing more and more.
I just think it's important for women to realize that you have 3 different types of estrogen, and E2, estradiol, and progesterone affect every system in your body. It does. A lot of people know it affects like bone health, and it affects your joints and ligaments. It causes hot flashes. It affects your mood, your anxiety. It can cause depression. It can cause irritability. It affects your metabolism. It affects every system in your body. And so what happens is when those hormones withdraw, your whole system goes chaotic. And it's not like this nice, smooth withdrawal. It's very chaotic and going up and down. And so now your nervous system is a little stressed out because it's not regulated, because both estradiol and progesterone affect your nervous system. I mean, it has a direct effect on the system. And now every system is in chaos. So the whole body's under chaos. And so, I want to just to get that to validate to people. And then if we could get the nervous system, like with what you do with the cognitive movement, or with what I do with PRI, or with what we've got to get that nervous system regulated, because if we try to go work out and do the intense cardio that you and Heather talked about, you're doing that with the nervous system that's already stressed out. And the nervous system feels more stressed out. It is feels under threat, and it's going to store fat. You will not burn fat. And that's why my weight gain went up. And that's why my cortisol levels were elevated. The minute I started to get more sleep, getting sleep and sleeping through the night is one of the biggest things that you're going to know that your nervous system's getting more regulated, being more resilient to deal with stuff that maybe goes a little chaotic. In my situation, my mom got a brain tumor, and I'm like, you know what? It was stressful, but I could handle it. I didn't walk off a cliff, the end of June. When you can start to handle life and more resilient, you know your nervous system's getting more regulated. And then once that happened, guess what? My body started to respond to the nutrition.
But we do need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll give people some real things that they can do today to start to make some changes. So let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, everybody, we are here. We are talking with two amazing ladies about perimenopause, menopause support, and the nervous system, which people just are not talking about, but it's so, so, so valuable. So we've been talking about a lot of things that people can start to look at. There's nutrition, there's the Dutch test, there's changing your exercise pattern. There's really working on things like trauma, your past traumas, and clearing those out via the nervous system. And so let's give some people, we have just have 10 minutes left to go, some real ways that they can start to create some change immediately. One is they can reach out to both of you. And I want to give that information now. So you can reach out through movementig.com, the word movementig.com, or the Hruska Clinic. It's Hruska-clinic.com. And coming up June 16th, Tuesday, June 16th, 7 to 8:30 Central Time, you guys are going to have a free class about this to help people get more information. So I want to make sure people get in on that. Reach out to one of them on Instagram at Hruska Clinic on Instagram. You can also reach out that way. But you said that, Lori, that diaphragmatic breathing can help a person regulate their progesterone. So let's talk about that a little bit if we can.
So with diaphragmatic breathing, when you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, helps too with your autonomic nervous system. And so that has the same effect that progesterone has on your brain through a neurotransmitter called GABA. And GABA helps your brain to feel more calm. It's like your calm mode. And when we do deep diaphragmatic breathing, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, that can have the same effect on your autonomic nervous system that progesterone has on your body. But if we could do that diaphragmatic breathing in a good position, that can have the same effect on your central nervous system and your autonomic nervous system that estradiol has on your nervous system. So what I would want all of your listeners to do, just for a take-home simple thing, is if they sit on a step at home and put their feet on their bottom step, and you got to move your pelvis back and forth, and I want you to be able to feel your sit bones. And if you can feel your sit bones, I know you're in a correct position to breathe. I want you to place your left hand down by your ankle. And once you feel your sit bones, I want you to keep your sit bones for the remainder of the exercise. I want you to take a gentle breath of air in through your nose as your tongue goes on the roof of your mouth. Take a gentle breath of air in. Then I want you to blow out through your mouth and move air like you're blowing out through a straw for 4 to 5 seconds, keeping your sit bones. After you get all the air out, I want you to pause and don't breathe in for 1 to 3 seconds. Then take another gentle breath of air in and continue that cycle for 4 to 5 breaths. What I want you to do when your left hand is down by your ankle, when you go to take a breath of air in, don't let your shoulders shrug up. I want you to stay rounded, keeping your ribs tucked when you take a breath of air in, so you're breathing air in through your diaphragm and not pulling up with your neck. And if you do that for 4 to 5 breath cycles, that would equal a repetition, and do that for 3 to 5 reps, you will affect your nervous system. You should feel more calm. And Heather, do you have anything that people can take home from a functional medicine perspective with what you do?
Absolutely. I would suggest a morning routine of getting protein first thing in the morning. And so many times women will get up and have their cup of coffee, cup of joe in the morning with maybe a little collagen powder or something in it. But really, we want to get 20 to 30 grams of protein at breakfast in the morning within an hour waking up. So there's a lot of information out there on fasting. We've gone into that in depth as well, that most of the fasting research that had been done was done on men, and our bodies are just so different hormonally than men. And so I don't suggest fasting. I suggest getting a good 20 to 30 grams of protein in the morning for breakfast, and avoiding that coffee until after you've had your protein, because a good cup of joe in the morning, a good cup of coffee without food in your stomach is going to kick that cortisol right through the roof. And you're just asking for weight gain and anxiety in that situation.
I have to tell everyone, Heather gave me that advice. That was very hard for me because it's hard to eat right away, right? So my compromise with Heather is I had to take a couple spoonfuls of my Fiag yogurt, my Greek yogurt, before I could have my coffee. But that's really hard because, caffeine wakes you up. So,
yeah. Well, I think those are all really good points. Breath work is... for me, has saved my life, literally saved my life. So I recommend breathwork to anybody. We add it on to Cogna Movement everywhere that we can. And I think that's such amazing information that it helps regulate progesterone. So that's very, very interesting. It also calms the brain. There is research saying that for people with who believe they're having brain fog or going into Alzheimer's or dementia, any of those, that you can actually increase the blood flow to the frontal lobe by 20% with just 6 to 8 minutes of breath work a day. So really getting oxygen there helps the body feel calmer, regulates the nervous system. But it also is really helping the brain, getting that oxygen to the brain. When we're sitting doing work on the computers, which or the phone, we don't breathe. We just don't breathe. So that is really, really great information. And to your point, Heather, that there are a lot of diet plans out there, including fasting, which stress out the body.
Yep.
And I know women who are in the perimenopause or menopausal who are doing 24-hour, 36-hour fasts, and they're stressed out of their minds. Yep. And it's really not helpful. So I think really looking at that, if you're doing anything at this stage of life that is very uncomfortable and stressing your system out, stop it.
Yep.
Give yourself permission to delete it out of your life.
Yep.
And bring back in something that actually nurtures and supports you. Yep. I think probably for you, Lori, that was the best advice, you know? And you were so used to being an athlete, being, you know, a high level practitioner and all of that, that go, go, go mentality worked for us until it doesn't.
Yeah. The biggest mind twist, Liz, was not doing the cardio and, you know, I couldn't do the HIIT workout. I mean, yes. And the intermittent fasting, I did that. And all it does is stress your nervous system out more, and you're going to store more fat. It's the number one thing that Dr. Stacy Sims tells women to do. She has to have one piece of advice would be to stop intermittent fasting.
Yeah. I found myself almost passing out while I was driving. And I thought, okay, this is not a good idea. And I didn't see changes significant enough on the scale or any in my clothes to make it worthwhile. And I realized, like, you know better than this. You know better than to do this to your system. But I think you start to go into desperation mode because everything is changing so fast. And you're just trying to keep control of your own body. So we have run out of time for this episode. I'd love to have you guys back and dig in some more because I think this is so valuable. Just want to say again, everybody, reach out to movementig.com or HRUSKA-clinic.com and sign up for that free class. It is going to be June 16th, 7 to 8:30 Central Time with these two lovely ladies. So thanks again, you guys, and I hope you'll come back.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, everybody out there, you know what to do. Reach out to us at cognomovement.com if you need more information. info@cognomovement.com is our email. And until next time, be safe and be well.